This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Canes and Vautech. You know, I found it really odd when I looked at the numbers today. Vautech is favored by 0.5. There's no home field advantage. There's not 70,000 drunken idiots at Blacksburg. So you're not playing a night game where they've been liquored up all day, and it's a pain in the ass to get in, a pain in the ass to get out. You got fans screaming in you. You know, there might be, what, 20% in the stands? That's not really the kind of home field advantage that people are used to. The kind of home field that really makes a difference. They don't have that going on right now. And I saw where Vautech is 4-3, Miami is 6-1. Now, here's where I got to criticize myself a little bit. Because I kind of laughed at the people that were complaining about how are you starting Tua against the Rams? It's Aaron Donald. He's going to kill the young man. He's coming off a hip surgery. Are you kidding me? They've got a guy there, Michael Brockers. They got a hell of a defensive front. Why would you start Tua? And then 2 weeks later after they start Tua and he struggles, those people that were complaining about starting him, they then complained that Tua struggled. And then they said, well, Tua maybe is not the guy. Justin Herbert's the guy. And so they overreacted about all of this. Because you can't say that how can you start Tua against them and then you're going to act surprised that he struggled. Because what happened was exactly what you thought would happen. It's not an easy thing to start against those guys as your first game, but they did it. And yet people complained. So here I go. I've been saying so far at 6-1 that I'm not impressed with the Canes. Very impressed with De'Eriq King the last couple weeks, especially this past week. He put on a show like I've never seen any UM quarterback in the history of the University of Miami. And I put on Twitter that that was a top three performance by a Canes QB the last 20 years. I could argue it's the best performance in the last 20 years by a Canes QB, but whatever. And so I'm talking about week after week. I'm still not, like, I wasn't impressed with the Canes last week beating NC State. I was impressed with De'Eriq King, but I was not impressed with the team at all. So then, I then act surprised that Vautech is favored by 1.5. So, meanwhile, Vegas is just as unimpressed about the Canes as I am. That's why they've got Vautech favored by 1.5. You know, normally at home, you get 3 points, right? If they think both teams are even, then the home team's leaving with 3. That's the way it is. So in this case, this team's 4-3. They haven't really put up a great record. Their defense is terrible, okay? You could tell that Frank Beamer is gone, okay? You could tell that that defense is not the same anymore that it used to be. And so I think Miami should win this game by 7 or 10 points. They're not liquored up fans. This is not that difficult of a road game anymore. You have a better record. And Vautech has been so unimpressed. Yet Vegas has them favored. Which then now makes me completely nervous about this matchup. So says the guy that tells you, well, hell, Vegas has overlooked the Dolphins and I keep winning. Vegas overlooks the Heat and I keep winning. So why couldn't they have overlooked the Canes right now? And we can win this one.
You know, it's one thing during that North Carolina game, man, that was really disturbing. And we had touched about it. Guys having Reed's number and Sean Taylor's number. Man, our secondary on some of those passes were nowhere near the receiver, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they were Technique, read. Bro, it was crazy. Guys running 20 yards and nobody around them.
Yeah. No, terrible. Terrible. Yeah.
And back in the day, look, that little pass play back to the wide to the quarterback, okay, and him running down the big offensive line. Our defensive backs do not get destroyed like that down there, especially that close to the goal line.
Yeah.
Two guys got destroyed inside the 10-yard, like they weren't even there.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Miami Kid J says, Big O King has improved that deep ball considering the fact that he's got famine at receiver, but I am happy for the kid. He has. And it maybe wasn't so much him. It was just timing with the receivers. But, hey, we got to give Mike Harley a lot of credit, bro. That guy's had – he's scored touchdowns 3 weeks in a row, and he's had two monster weeks. So we got to give Harley a little love that maybe he's turned the corner finally and woken up a little bit. You know, we still need to see more from Pope. But Pope and Wiggins have contributed at least. I will say that. And this is all without Brevin Jordan, who would help a lot if we actually had him in the lineup.
I was just going to say, can you imagine Mallory and Jordan, bro?
Yeah.
What that would do for your receivers?
Yeah.
What that would do for your running backs?
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
Man.